What's up, everybody? It's your boy Dago coming at you with more shit y'all don't care about, but listen to me anyway. It's been a long time coming since I've done one of these, and you know what? It deserves it. Kinda, sorta. I just want to get my voice out there because a lot of people are just starting to get angry of what's going on, or maybe tired of hearing it or reading it. Well, guess what? You don't have to read this one because I'm voicing it to you with my magical high-pitched voice of shit. I don't Anyway, welcome to my rant or my opinion this time around. As you already know, as you could read in the title, it's happening. Sort of. The happening is happening. The happening of the happening of happening. I want to get my voice out there because a lot of people are trying to. There's an exodus going on. There are people making a point, trying to make a point, people trying to make a stand, people trying to fight back, people trying to burn shit down. There's an issue. There's a reason why this is happening, and it's reason worth mentioning. You know, FA has its problems. We already all know this. People wonder why FA is having all these problems, or what's the fact? There are so many reasons that people are trying to discredit what's happening, and I want to kind of put those into the light today. You know, for me, I've been moving my account since December. And I've been trying to move towards Weasel a while ago. I just never really had the effort or the drive to really do it. Not necessarily because I felt Weasel was a... You know, I already said before that Weasel had a very slow building community and not many people were there and commenting. And it wasn't there. So I kind of just let it be for a while there. And then came December with the outage in FA, and then I started to bring shit over and advertise my Weasel and let people know where I'm at, and it's actually started to make a lot more of a drive. There's people making comments, there's a community starting to grow, and it's getting bigger and bigger as the day goes by. And so I was getting really excited. I was getting really happy about this. I'm like, oh, wow, people are participating. Then, after the... After the crash for FA for that week, then more drama started happening, more shit came to light, the team that got ousted to make a new team, and then the drama between that, and then more people putting the drama on another person designing this drive, and all of that shit, people started getting angry because there's more sleazy things happening behind the scenes, and so people are getting angry about that. I don't want to bring up that kind of drama because, again, this isn't about that. This is about the site and what people are trying to make excuses for it. Kind of as a way of defending this place. I have a serious issue when it comes to, for whatever reasons, people having an emotional attachment to this, to FA. Now, what I mean by this is that if you're a level-headed person and you decide to stay on this website, that's stay on for affinity, that's perfectly fine. I have no issue if you're level-headed and just be like, I really don't have a reason to leave, or I have no real objections for what's going on behind the scenes and so on, and you don't really give a damn. I don't give a damn about that. You could do whatever you want, just keep your head straight. The ones that I take issue with are the ones that actually have a drive to try and discredit those that want to leave. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't understand this deep attachment, this I must stay here. All those who leave are dumb and just giving a shit about something that's not even their business, or it's none of their business in the first place, so you're just following other people, and you kind of get what I'm saying? They're just like, they get mad at them, and I'm like, why? And then you have those that are all like, this is my place, this is where I grew up, this is the place. I'm like, yeah, but if you grew up in a fucking dingy ghetto, and you're like, man, I love this place, and you this is where I got shit started, and but then it starts going to shit and you know better, I don't understand why you wouldn't just leave. I can understand the sentiment, the feelings, but the fact that you'd stay, you didn't have to say that. You could just say, I'm gonna sit here, doesn't matter. But to try to demean the reasons behind why other people are leaving is what makes me angry. the why people feel so hurt that you would leave a website. Granted, I understand why people would kind of be upset, but for me, I started my art career, or my following started on FA in early 2006, and you know, 2006, I was there in 2005. All of my watches are here, all of my base is here, but you know what? It's just a website. My fans are bigger than a website. My audience knows that it's me they watch, not the website. And I want them to come with me. It's the kind of, I want to pack up my base and not desert them. I want them to come. People who are just getting all kinds of scared, it's like, oh, my users are here. I'm like, bring them with you. Let them know. You love them, they love you. If they're truly honest about wanting to continue to watch your stuff, they like your content will be just as good and worth it on another site that tries to treat it with care as this one. And reasons behind such things shouldn't be a bad thing. I mean, let me get it this way. I mean, if the person was kind of, you know, the artist, I'm not going to name names, or if I even actually know any, if the guy was just a dumbass, the artist in hand, and you're just like, you're an asshole. I just watched you on here because I liked your art. You know, I don't like you, so you can go fuck yourself. I'm not following you. But those that you genuinely like are genuinely good people and genuinely have great content that you want to keep, why wouldn't you follow them? That's what I don't understand. That that hate, that there is some kind of betrayal that you would leave this place and not let it grow, or I mean, not continue to support it, goes way over my head. My reasons aside, I don't think the place is run all that well. So many false promises, blatant cronyism, blatant favoritism, and all of this aside, I was leaving for incompetence alone. None of this drama was the actual real reason for me leaving. I was leaving because of their sheer ineptitude. Let me put it that way. And people need to open their eyes to this. Now, I will say that FA is not beyond redemption. You know, people like to think that because of all this drama that, you know, FA will burn to the ground. No, or people are saying, oh, you'll be back. They always come back. Those dumbasses don't know what they're missing out on. They can't live without this place. You come in here, you're stuck. You can't leave. It's a one-way only trip. FA has their grip on you. And that shit scares me as to why people think that. FA is not some magical some magical website that should entrap people. But no, it's like, it's not beyond redemption. It could be fixed, but is it the site that people deserve any longer? At this moment, no. And if it continues to be run the way it's run, then I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. I'm not going to come back to that. I won't. But some people will. But if, let me put it this way, if they do improve themselves, this is worth it. The exodus, the movement, the desertion, the fire burning, the slander, I guess. If this helps make the site finally grow, finally improve itself, then maybe, you know, all of this hate, all of this fire, all of this backlash will make the site even better. People don't seem to realize that when you grow stagnant, this happens. It's been a long time coming for this to happen. A long time coming for people to get angry and just finally realize that this site is not worth its weight any longer. If they do better, then shit, all of the people leaving FA, all of the people saying shit about it, who's going to profit from it? Those who stay? Of course you will. You guys will even have an even better site now, thanks to all of this commotion, all of this, you know, drama. Because if it wasn't there, FA might have just stayed the way it is still. I wish you guys the best. I wish you guys to keep growing if this is the case. But don't just sit there and accept blind favoritism, blind incompetence, blind to the cronyism, to all of this shit. And that's really all that I have to say. Really, there was more, but I don't want to continue to stress the issue. People are leaving because they feel that their art is safer on another site. People are leaving because they don't want to deal with theft. People are leaving because they don't want to deal with the head, the leader of a lot of this drama. People don't want to be there because of Dragonet. There's so many viable reasons to leave this place. People are leaving because they want a better site, not even having to deal with the drama, or it wasn't even about the drama. It was about a better run situation, you know? That's it! And for those that feel like you can't follow, then I don't know what to say. Like, I hope that all of my, not all, but a good lot of my base comes with me, because I love my base. And I want you guys to follow me. And it's very exciting to go to new places, to find new things, to experience new things. Staying on FA will just continue to stagnate. For me, I can't do it. So I hope this reaches you in the best way possible. Not to spit more anger, not to spit any kind of drama. It's to grow. It's to expand. I have a Tumblr. I have a Weasel. I'm so glad I have a Tumblr. I've seen new things and saw and got inspired by so many new things on Tumblr. And on Weasel, I'm running into new artists and discovering and growing. I don't know what to tell you guys. But hey, that's all I really have to say. That's all I really wanted to say. And I hope you guys understand where I'm coming from. And I hope to see you soon. And I wish you the best. I mean, this sounds like a very sad, like, farewell of sorts. But it's not necessarily a farewell. It's a welcoming. It's a invitation. And that's the way I like to see it. So thank you all for listening. And I hope you guys have a good day. You guys have a good time, and take care. This is no fuck you bitches at the end anymore. This is a take care and give me what you think. I want to know. Let me know. Laters.